listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. In 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American baseball player signed to a major league contract for the Brooklyn Dodgers. With the stroke of a pen, Robinson broke baseball's color barrier, paving the way for minorities to compete in the big leagues. Branch Rickey, who served as the Dodgers' president and general manager, made the bold move to sign Robinson, as baseball's other executives chose to keep African Americans off team rosters. Rickey's life intrigued and inspired University of Michigan's law professor Richard Friedman, a self-described baseball fan, to learn more about the 1911 U of M law school graduate.
Rickey had long believed it was crucial to integrate Major League Baseball. He said, "I cannot long delay meeting my maker, knowing that his black children and white children are kept separate in the game that has given me all that I can call my own." And he didn't know Robinson personally until he had scouts go out and try to find somebody who would be ideal for this position as the first black ball player. He then brought Robinson into his office in Brooklyn, and Rickey thought that he was being hired for a new all-black team that the Dodgers were going to sponsor. And then Rickey dropped the bombshell that he had in mind the idea of bringing Robinson to the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Rickey signed several minority ball players, and other baseball executives took notice.
He hired several great black ball players who were a large part of the bulwark of the great Brooklyn Dodger teams of the late 40s and 50s. Roy Campanella, Don Newcomb, Joe Black, Jim Gilliam. And, of course, other executives very soon realized that they'd better follow. But there's a large pool of very talented players that they would ignore at their peril.
Rickey left the Dodgers and worked for the Pittsburgh Pirates, but he didn't have the same success as his stints in St. Louis or Brooklyn.
But he laid the groundwork for the 1960 championship team, and one of his great contributions to the team was signing Roberto Clemente, who became first great Latin superstar and opened up a whole new world of ball players for baseball, and also, of course, became a great Hall of Famer, not only for that 1960 team, but for a dozen years after that.
While most of his life involved sports, Rickey aspired to become a lawyer.
He was an Ohio farm boy, and from a young age, he wanted to be a lawyer. But he was a very talented athlete, and he played sports in college till he ruined his eligibility by playing a little bit of pro ball. And then summers, he earned money by playing the big leagues even. But everything he did, he was gunning to go to law school.
Friedman said Rickey faced a number of challenges, including his battle with tuberculosis, before his days at Michigan.
It was very challenging because shortly before Rickey came to the law school, he'd been very dangerously ill with tuberculosis. And he was really just recovering from it, and his health was not fully restored when he started law school. So that was one challenge. The second challenge was because he had done some legal study, he was trying to complete the program in 2 years, but he had to do a few extra courses. So he was crowding things up even while he was not 100% healthy. And the third challenge was that in the middle of his first year here, he took a part-time job, which was coaching the baseball team, which obviously was very time-consuming. Notwithstanding that, he did very well in his legal studies. The law school then had 2 degrees, a bachelor's of law and also a JD. And the JD was for students who either already had or were getting an undergraduate bachelor's, but who also did very well in their studies. And Rickey quite easily qualified for that. And he was coaching the baseball team successfully.
Rickey's legacy continues to live through baseball.
Well, I think Rickey is, by all accounts, the greatest baseball executive ever, and some would say the most influential sports executive ever. And, of course, you have to start with the integration of baseball, because this was not just a sport. It was the team sport at the time. There are no real close rivals. And it was really a very major American institution. And Rickey integrated it before President Truman integrated the armed forces, 7 years before Brown versus Board of Education. So the integration of baseball was an enormously important social change. Ricky's impact on baseball went deep beyond that. I mean, if he had died at age 60, he would have had a very large impact because he basically built the structure of modern baseball with the farm system. And that's kept the pool of talent flowing, and that's been very crucial. The whole spring training operation is also a Ricky creation. He was constantly fertile, constantly inventive, and that lasted until old age. 70s, near 80, he was pushing the idea of a new major league, Continental League. It never got off the ground, but basically it was preempted when the major leagues decided to expand. And so we now have 30 major league teams instead of the 16 that they were for the first 60 years of the century.
Richard Friedman, an expert on evidence and U.S. Supreme Court history, is a professor at the University of Michigan's Law School.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.